This week's Torah Way has been sponsored Lischus Hechoson Yisrael Meir V'Hakala Devorah Zelda Shizvugam V'Siyat Dishmaya Yala Yofo.
Yud Av, Wednesday the 17th of July, Rabbi Yitzchok Yaakov Lev, Brocha She'ena Tzricha.
Rishus, I know it said on the settle that it's a topical theme. This is not especially topical. It's topical for any time of year. Brocha She'ena Tzricha. The Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Gimel, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Damir Taveyu, Kol HaMavarech Brachas She'ena Tzricha, Ove Mishum Loisisa, Eshem Elakech Elashov. A person who makes a Brachas She'ena Tzricha, which we'll discuss in a second what that is, he's Ove Chas V'Sholem on the lav of Loisisa Eshem Elakech Elashov. Normally this lav is associated with Shavua Shav, a person who says, for example, he makes a shvur that this wooden stender is gold, which is nishba l'shamas ha'idu la'odom. Such a thing is a shvur shov, and it's a chomor, and that's what the love of leisisa is. But over here, the Gemara is sort of borrowing the love of leisisa from shvur shov and applying it to any time a person makes a brocha sheni tzricha. So we have to discuss soon whether it's a deraisa, whether it's a rabbonon, and exactly what a brocha sheni tzricha is. In Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be paskened twice this Gemara, that indeed the person who makes a brocha levatola, brocha sheni tzricha, is over the isav leisisa. In Siman Reish Vav, the Mechaber says like this: not al b'yodoi peiri le'ochloi. He takes in his hand a peiri to eat it, and as the Rama explains, he specifically has das. Make it simple. He specifically has das. He only wants to eat this one fruit. He doesn't want to eat another fruit of the same type. So let's say there's apples on the table. He takes one apple, and his intention is he's only eating this one apple. He's not eating anything else. But unfortunately, as he makes the brocha, he finishes the brocha, and the apple falls from his hand, gets taken away, gets spoiled. He cannot eat the apple. Now what does he do? So the first thing the Mechaber says is, if he wants to now, seeing as he hasn't had his first apple, he has to change his mind. He's going to take a different apple now, because he wants an apple. He takes a different apple now, but his original kavanah was not on the second apple. He therefore has to make another brocha, the Mechaber says. He has to tzorich lachso levorich. He hasn't made a brocha yet. But tzorich loyim baruch shem v'yim atzoy loyim void. He has to say baruch shem. The formula baruch shem, or some other similar formula, why? Al shahuti shem shemayim levatola. Because he said a brocha, which has absolutely no purpose for this brocha. It's total brocha levatola. So this is the first case of a brocha sheni tzricha, and the Mechaber is clear that you have to do something to rectify it by saying baruch shem. If you think about this first case, this is a case where it's totally levatola. So far it sounds like the words brocha sheni tzricha means brocha levatola. It's totally, there's no purpose of that brocha at all. It's done nothing. It wasn't chal on anything, because unfortunately he said it on something where that thing is already history. It's had no benefit from it at all. But there's another case where the Mechaber paskens that a brocha sheni tzricha is also. Mechaber is more clear, actually, from the original Gemara in Siman Reish Tesvav. Mechaber says like this. Mechaber is based on the words of the Rambam. Kol ha-mavorech boch sheni tzricha, harei zeh nois Hashem shemayim l'shov. He said Hashem's name for nothing. V'hareyu k'nishba l'shov. Like we explained before, it's k'nishba l'shov. V'osu lanes achrov omein. Now what is the case? Mishnah Berurah brings, based on the Gemara, that the case is somebody who, for example, he's already started his suda, he's washed, and he made the moitzi, so now the bracha of hamoitzi covers everything that's for machmas apas. So let's say he now takes, after making his hamoitzi, he takes a piece of chicken, which he doesn't need to make a bracha on, and he says a bracha, baruch atah Hashem, shakol niyev devor, he says a bracha. This is called a bracha sheni tzricha. This is also a bracha levatola, this is the second case, but it's not as levatola as the first case, because at least here he said it on a piece of chicken and he ate the chicken. Nor thus, we know that he didn't have to make the bracha on that piece of chicken, because he already was yoitzer from the Birchas Hapas. So it's levatola, but it's not as levatola as the first case. But again, it sounds like bracha sheni tzricha is another glorified way of saying bracha levatola. But it's not the case at all. The Mishnah Berurah brings from a Magen Avraham in a different siman, where we'll see a case that you can make a bracha sheni tzricha where it's not levatola. It's a good bracha, but it's ain't a tzricha. What would be the case? Magen Avraham brings in Siman Reish Yud Aleph like this. The Rama says there that if a person has two brachas in front of him, the Siman is talking about Seder HaBrachas. What's the Dine Kedima? He's talking about Brachas HaMoiti and Berei Meir Menazonis. And the Rama says between those two, Brachas HaMoiti and Berei Meir Menazonis, he has to make HaMoiti. HaMoiti comes first. He has to make HaMoiti first. Says the Magen Avraham, what's the case? What's the case of HaMoiti and Berei Meir Menazonis? I've got the case. He's sitting there at the table. He hasn't washed yet. He wants to wash, but he hasn't yet washed. And he's got in front of him regular bread. And he's also got something that Magen Avraham calls lachmonias. It's not our lachmoniot. It's lachmonias. And the Mephoroshim explained it's something made with it's a blila raka, some type of thin pancakey batter, whatever, made into lachmonias. And even if he wants to have those during the meal, it's some type of kinuach, he'd have to make a bracha on it even during the meal. It's not covered. This lachmonias is not covered by the Birchas Hamotzi. Says the Magen Avraham, so he's sitting there before the meal, and he's thinking to himself, listen, even if I would wash now, I'd still have to make bread mezonis. It's two brachas I'm going to have to make whatever happens. It doesn't make a difference now whether I make the mezonis before the Hamotzi, Hamotzi before the mezonis, because I'm going to have to make both brachas because it's not covered by the Hamotzi. On that, says the Ramah, okay, but now you have a dinei kedima in brachas, so you have to make the Hamotzi first, so you must wash first. Al dinei kedima, because it's more chosh of a bracha, you must wash first. Says the Magen Avraham, but why do I not just say a simple case? A simple case where, again, he's before the meal, and he sees on the table the rest of the food is there. He's got the bread, and he's also got, let's say, pasta, lokshen. He's got it there. On that, says the Magen Avraham, doesn't get involved in dinei kedima bebrachos, which brachos should make first, because that anyway you're not allowed to make the bread and mezonos now, before the meal, because you're about to wash, and when you wash, that pasta is going to be covered by the Hamotzi. So you're not allowed to make both brachos there anyway. So it's not just a question of which bracha comes first in such a case of the pasta. In such a case, it'll be a bracha, in the case of a bracha shein etzricha. You're not allowed to make the mezonos. Now, if you think about it, that case of the bomen mezonos before the meal on that pasta is not a bracha of atola. That's a proper bracha. So let's get a regular practical example. Yeah, it's a person, it's a Shabbos morning, and he's made Kiddush, maybe even went to Kiddush earlier. He's at home now, everyone ready to wash, right? We're going inside to wash. They go inside the kitchen, and they're about to wash, and he sees on the side there trays of meat waiting for the Suda, schnitzel, whatever, cold cuts, and he thinks he's going to nush a bit before the Suda, but he hasn't made a shakel yet, and he hasn't washed yet. So he takes a piece, and he's about to make Baruchot Hashem, Shakel Nirbidvora, which is required if he wants to eat this meat. But the halacha is, it's mamish, a proper issa, he's over the love of loisiso, if he makes that brachon shakel now. Because you're about to wash now. And if you wash now, it's going to cover, it's going to cover the shakel of the meat.
But he wants to eat it now.
Oh, so Avada, does it poshut, if he's not interested in washing now, he's not ready yet to wash now, Avada, in such a case, he's allowed to make it lachatchila. But over here, Furush in Halacha, Furush Mishnah Berurah Paskin as well, like this Magen Avraham, if a person is waiting to wash, he's about to wash, I mean, it doesn't mean waiting, literally queuing up. He could be sitting at his table as well, saying, okay, right, let's wash now. He's ready to start his meal. In the next few minutes, he's ready to start his meal. If anything covered by the bread, by the pas, it is also as brocha she'en etzricha to make a brocha now, even though it's not levatola. Because brocha, even though once he's down, he's not allowed to eat it now because of brocha she'en etzricha.
Somebody may finish it early, but he has mezonos after the kiddush and then washes. And every Shabbos he does this. So it's going to happen.
That he can, because he's not ready. He's not ready to wash.
He knows about mezonos for the meal. It's exactly the same case.
It's not the same. It's similar. It's almost the same. I'm asking him, it's a dakus in it. Any person who's sitting there and he's not ready, you can look it up, it's there. If he's ready, if he's waiting, if he's not yet ready to wash, he's not ready to eat yet. Like a person who normally makes kiddush with the mezonos, it's pshat, he's not ready to eat, he's not ready for bread, it's too heavy, it's too late, it's too early yet. And he's not ready yet. If he's not ready, because don't hate. Okay, where do you draw the line is a good kasha. At some point, though, there is a case where it's called a brach shene tricha. Rather, there is another case of brach shene tricha itself, which is also not a brach levatola. Okay, so that's one example. Sorry? Yeah, but he's saying he doesn't want to rush off
tomorrow. He wants to rush now. Yeah. So he has to wash.
Yeah,
therefore he should have a bit of pasta, and even though that's the same pasta is going to come in an hour's time, he could rush now after the wash.
Well, before Moti.
No, after Moti. That's why it's also the rush in a minute. Because he could rush in a minute.
That's what we're saying. Because it's proper shen cheese, within a moment's time, it's going to be covered by the pasta.
Then his life will kill him.
So, to reiterate that's Rashi. So it seems that any time you're doing it, the shame halacha, yeah, there will be different. Because the Magen Avraham brings actually that Shabbos. Let's say a person. This is a bit off the point, and I'm not going to have enough time. But never mind. If a person on Shabbos he wants to, he's decided he wants to He wants to have afters, but he wants to bench first, before afters. Before he wants to have afters. Well, let's just, for argument's sake, let's say that you have to make a brocha on afters, right? Kedine de Shulchanorov, you have to make a brocha on afters. And so he's anyway going to have to make a brocha on afters. What's the difference if you bench before the afters or after the afters? Only enough commitment is that brocha achroina. Yeah, so theoretically a person is not allowed to say, okay, I'm benching now, I'll have afters after benching, because he's going to have to make an extra brocha, sheni tzricha, brocha achroina afterwards. The Magen Avraham brings from the Shloh that on Shabbos it's mutter to do, because on Shabbos you have a din of meyer brochas, and since the whole reason why you're doing it, or you can say, and you can do it, lechatchila, to facilitate your problem of trying to be yotze, meyer brochas, so in such case it'll be mutter. Not everyone agrees with the Shloh, but I'm saying it is brought down that anything you're doing, lechalocha, to be yotze, extra din, in shochmah, you can be yotze. No. Yeah, according to that cheshbon you could. Yeah, but during the week you wouldn't. According to that cheshbon on Shabbos it might make a difference. Not everyone agrees with the Shloh, but I'm just bringing it down. If you're doing it l'shem halocha, then it could make a difference. Akaponim, there are other cases of brocha sheni tzricha which are not levatola. For example, a person sitting down and he has two vegetables in front of him, carrots and celery, and he decides he's making hadoma only to be ate to the first one. Only made to the first one. In mind, I'm only made to the carrots. And he has them, and then a second later, he wants to have the celery. He has to make another brocha, but that's a brocha sheni tzricha. It's not levatola, because he wasn't yotzon for the second thing, but it's a brocha sheni tzricha.
No,
it's not decided, that's different. No, he decided, he knows he wants to eat both, but he wants to make two brochas. So he makes the first brocha, does not to be yotzon, he's stuck and not yotzon more than the carrots, but then it's a brocha sheni tzricha, and it's over the lav. On Shabbos? Yeah, and you could definitely do two different brochas. You could definitely do. I don't know about the same. Yeah, according to my choyer. Okay, this brings us to a nekuda of a sofik brochas lehokil. We've basically established so far that it's very dangerous to make any brocha levatola, and even if it's not levatola, but it's ain't tzricha. And it brings us to the shaila of sofik brochas lehokil. As we know, there are one or two brochas midaraisa, such as brichas atzoyu, the first one, and brichas amazon, if it's kedei sviya, and one or two other shailas in the morning, which might be the raisa, which you don't pass in like. But generally, brochas on midarabonon. And the halacha is that if a person is not sure if he said the brocha or not, when it comes to the raisa, he has to make the bracha again, because he's not sure. And it comes to the Rabbonon, Sofik brochas lehokil. Sofik brochas lehokil, Sofik Rabbonon lechula, Sofik brochas lehokil. And therefore he doesn't need to. But this is the crucial shaila now. He doesn't need to make it again. So it's a Rabbonon, like any Rabbonon. On the first day of Sukkos, if you're not sure if you took a lulav, you have to take it, the rice. On the next days, you don't have to, because it's only the Rabbonon. So over here, the same thing we should be able to say, just like by lulav, which person, if he's not sure if he took it on the second day, he wouldn't take it again. He wants to take it again because it might be only the Rabbanon, but such an easy thing. Why not just take it again? The same shayla we can ask by brochas. It's very nice you tell me Sofik the Rabbanon Lakula, Sofik brochas Lakula. I don't have to make the brocha bari prayitz again because it's a Rabbanon, but I want to make it again. I want to be machna, I want to make a brocha. Over here the Mishnah Berurah says, here it's different already. Here you're not allowed to make it, to be machna, to make it again. Why not? Why not? Because over here, you have the other side of Loisiso on the Anatzad, that you already made it, you've got a problem of Loisiso, and the Mishnah Berurah actually says, the Sharatian says, that especially over here, that we have a very chomodika love of Loisiso. I'd like to show you how chomod the love is of Loisiso, because the Moral says in Shavuos, that when Loisiso was said, the whole world shook. Really, Loisiso is not worse than any other love. It's no chorus with it, so it's not one of the love exchanged with chorus. There's no Mr. Spacing with it. It's just a love. It's a love of Alma. You get Malchus, and that's it. Loisiso. But the Gemara equates Loisiso with a love sheish for Koris and a love sheish for Misa. And the Gemara actually says, like this, when it comes to Chas v'Shalom, a person is over bemazed Loisiso, the Gemara says, who, he, himself, so let's start with normal Averis. Let's leave Loisiso for a second. Regular Averis, the Gemara says, who, Bishar Averis Bidine, a person is over any Avera, he himself is over bemazed, gets the full punishment of whatever is good for that love. Or Rishon de Mishpachtoi, other Rishon of his own Mishpacha, Bedin Chomor. Because they're in the same Mishpacha, we say they cover up for him a bit, they will also get a Din Chomor. Not as much as him, but they get a Din Chomor. Rishon de Alma, Rishon worldwide, Bedin Hakal, will also get punished because of that one Avera that his co-Rosha did. Yeah, but a Din Hakal. Tzadiki de Hocha de Hocha, but Tzadiki in both of his family and anywhere else, Petir their potter. Tzadiki my potter. Gabi Shavuot, when it comes to the love of Loisiso, Who Urashon Dimishpachta Bedine? Not only does he get the full punishment, Bidei Shomayim, what's coming to him, but Urashon of his Mishpachta get exactly the same. That's how much worse it is. Urashon De Alma Bedin Chomor. Everything's upgraded. Urashon De Alma, get Din Chomor. Tzadikit Hochot Hochot Bedin Akala. And even Tzadikim of the world, the whole world, Bekitza, the whole world suffers, and a person's over the love of Leisiso. Leisiso is not stamma love. Leisiso is an extremely Chomodic love. And because we're dealing with this love of Leisiso, Shabbatian says, therefore you have to be extra careful not to say a brocha shein tzricha, and even if it's a sofik and you want to be out here, you want to be machmi, you can't be machmi.
He was not sure that the kizai has got the measure, and he takes a piece of cake, he says not perhaps the kizai, and he makes a brocha, is it a brocha levatola?
It's a sofik brocha levatola. It's a sofik brocha shein tzricha. Sofik brocha levatola, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to. If you're not sure if it's a shear, the halacha is something brachas ha'akel. Not allowed to. Unless it's a bread and it's kedei svia, then in which case you are allowed to. Because it's a deraisa. But our question is why? What is so bad? What is so bad? Sorry, yes.
I just want to ask you,
according to this, definitely you should say Baruch Shem. 100%. He should say, as soon as he said it, he should say, Baruch Shem Kvei Machzor Leilam Moed, and eat, before eating, immediately. He can eat. Oh, I see. But if you said Baruch Shem, if you said it, Baruch Shem, no, because it's not Baruch Shem at all, he can eat. Yeah, you're right, I made a mistake. No, probably better to eat first and then say Baruch Shem, because if he wants to eat, but if he doesn't want to, if he changed his mind and said, okay, you know better, I shouldn't eat, then he should say Baruch Shem straight away. The most correct thing would be just to say Baruch Shem, and finish the bracha like that. Because it's a proper brocha shein tzricha. Our question is, our main question of today, is why? What is the problem of brocha shein tzricha? Surely you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here. You're saying Baruch Atah Hashem. I mean, it's true any time of year. You could say even now about a lulav. It's still true. Baruch Atah Hashem. Blessed are you HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gebenish bistu. That Erkeinu Melech HaOlam. That you commanded us to take a lulav. Okay, it wasn't today, but it's always a shvach. It's not stam shem shemayim labatola. Another thing to throw into this question is that there is a sugya in Shas, which is not our sugya of brachos, which we started off. Sugya in Tzemura, which the Gemara speaks about a person who's malke shem shemayim labatola, a person who stam says Hashem's name labatola, and the Gemara says he's over the issa of es Hashem lekechotiro, that a person has to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a mitzvah asei. It's an issa asei, therefore. It comes out from that Gemara that to be maske shem shemayim is an issa asei. It's not, and the Gemara is very clear there, it's not an issa lav. It's an issa asei. So then, a person who says Hashem's name for nothing is an issa asei. Then suddenly, when he says a brocha levatola, a brocha shein tzricha, suddenly he seems to be upgraded to a lav, and not some lav, we said. We said a lav chomer. It's worse to say a brocha than, what does this mean? Maybe it refers to Ult, maybe this love of Loisiso refers back to that Gemara as well, maybe over both Isase and the Isalab. What's going on exactly? What's going on? Now, the other question to ask, which is dealt with by the Mogen Avraham, is this Issa of Loisiso a deraisa, like the Gemara seems to imply? Even though it's really said by Shavuot, but you're over Loisiso. Or is it an Issa de Rabbonon? The Rabbonon made an Asmata. On this, the Magen Avraham brings the machlokes between the Rambam and Tosafot and it's the Raisa Derabbanan. Well, let's go through it. The Rambam says the Magen Avraham holds it's an Issa Deraisa. First of all, the Rambam implies it's Issa Deraisa because the Lashon we read that before from Shulchan Aruch was Kol Amavorich Brocha Shein Tzricha Arizei Noisi Shem Shemayim Lashov. The Hari Kanishba Lashov. It's Mashma Deraisa Dikishprach. He's saying the Gemara almost verbatim. He doesn't say anything that's only Derabbanan. There is actually another Rambam, which starts off also being mashma that it's a deraisa. The Rambam says that it's in the end of Hilchos Shavuos. Hashemeya haskoras Hashem pi chaveiroi. Person who hears chas from his friend saying haskoras Hashem, that's without a brocha, lashov, or yishe nishpal lefon of lesheker, who makes a shuashov, or yishe birich brocha shein etzricha, shu oive mishum noise shem Hashem lashov. The Rambam lumps them all together. A shuashov and a brocha shein etzricha, he's oive, which is oive, leisisa shem lashov. And a bit later, the Rambam says, the Rambam says, there you have to put in Mecherim, etc. And a bit later, the Rambam says, Lefikoch, if a person finds he made a mistake, he said Hashem's name, by mistake, what should he do? Imto haloshon, hoiti shem levatolo, yemahem yad, immediately, v'yashabeh for yafoi, he should give a praise to it, add a praise to it, and then it won't be lashov. Keitzad, Om Hashem, he said the name Hashem, he said, Kosh Boko's name, Oime Baruch Hu Lo'ilom, he should say Baruch Hu Lo'ilom Void. Similar to what we say, Baruch Shem Kvoi Masasoy, should say that. So Rambam says clearly the antidote to saying Hashem Hashem by mistake is quickly say up as a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu, anything like that, and that takes away as an antidote, Boch Hashem Yehamdan Anis. So the Rambam starts off with Mashmah, so the Raisa, like the Magen Avraham says, but it's not so simple. I saw it in the Nishmas Odom and in the Chazal Ish, both of them, they pick apart, and there's several kashas on this Mahalach that it should be the Raisa. There are, I'm not going to say all the kashas, I'll say two kashas. One on the Mahalach B'chlal, without the Rambam even, how can it be a Deraisa? And the one on the Rambam B'frat. We'll go to the Klal first. Amazing question, which the Nishmas Odom asked. An unbelievable question. He asked like this. If you're telling me that a brocha shein etzricha, even though it's got a shvach inside it, but because you didn't need to make the brocha, you're over an issa Deraisa b'lesisa shem Hashem al-kech al-ashov, if you're telling me that means before Chazal made brochas for us, every brocha was a brocha shein etzricha. Because you never needed to make a bracha, because there was no brachas yet. So every bracha is a bracha shein etzricha. So who gave Chazal the right to make this bracha? It's over Nisa Deraisa. Who gave them rishus? And he asked even on David HaMelech, David HaMelech, Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeinu Chukecha, passing in Tehillim, who gave David HaMelech rishus? It's a bracha, it's a bracha shein etzricha. Nobody asked him to do it. Who gave him rishus? So I didn't understand the same question so well, because the Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeinu Chukecha doesn't have Shema Malchus, it's not proper Loshen HaBracha. But he asked about Kaponim on Chazal. A Chazal who made all brachas, and then they decide this bracha is tzricha. This one you do have to make. This one you don't have to make, so you're not allowed to do the second one. You open it to the raisa, but the first one you're not. Who gave Chazal the rights to do it? So you ask them a kasha bichlal, how can it be the raisa? That's a kasha bichlal, but then there's a kasha on the Rambam b'frat. 100% it became a tzricha, but who gave them the right to be goyzer? If. But it's a bracha shein etzricha. The word is a bracha shein etzricha. You don't need to make the bracha. So before Chazal made the authority, it was a bracha shein etzricha. It was an ovis etzricha. So who gave them the authority? Where did they give them the authority? Okay. After there's a territory. I'm just saying, it's not my kasha. This is the master kasha. That's the first kasha. The second kasha is on the Rambam Bifrat. You're telling me that the Rambam lumps them all together and it's clear from the Loshon it's a derisa. That's what Magen Avraham held. Analyze what the Rambam said. The Rambam says right at the end, Lefikach, therefore, if a person makes a mistake, by mistake he says Shem Hashem, what should he do? Quickly say the words, Baruch Hu La'olam. He says, Hashem, Baruch Hu La'olam. So you're telling me like this. If a person says, Atohu, Hashem, Elekeinu Melech Ha'olam, Bari Pri Ha'etz, Baruch Hu. Or, Atohu, Hashem, Elekeinu, Baruch Hu, Melech Ha'olam, Bari Pri Ha'etz, Bari Pri Ha'etz. Because the Rambam says clearly, the antidote to saying Hashem that they by mistake is just quickly add Baruch Hu at the end. So if he says the word Baruch, Atoh Hashem, Baruch at the beginning, it's over Nisa Deraisa, Nisa Hashem Hashol. And if he says the word Baruch just afterwards, he's not over anything and it's Mutter. How can this be? What's the difference if we say the word Baruch before or afterwards? How can this be? After this kasha found in two places, both in the Nishma Sodom and in the Chazanish, they asked this kasha, and the Chazanish says, based on this kasha, it's not Shaykh that the Rambam held it was an Issa Deraisa. It can't be that Deraisa says a chilah, but you say the word Baruch at the beginning of the formula of the Brocha, or Baruch just afterwards. Baruch Shem Kvimach Salil Anvoit, after Brocha. It's all the same thing. But Deraisa cannot be also. The Rambam cannot have held it's a Deraisa. Yes, but in Svar you could be mechalek a bit, but they say clear. Rambam says ein lechalek b'svara, ein lechalek, and Nosh Besodom says it's loyal al adas mechalek mit derais on such thing. It's not derais to get it. Yeah, you're 100% right. But they're all the same shayla, which we're going to have to deal with now. Yeah? But they're all exactly the same shayla. But midiraisa, as a chiluk midiraisa, you cannot make between say a person saying baruch at the beginning and saying a brocha. Avad the whole thing cannot be a deraisa.
You cannot say that the Rambam is saying that you're improving on the yevet situation, but you haven't been misake. You haven't got away with the yisa.
But he says clearly at the end, shelo yehei levatola. If it's not brocha levatola, what is it? Yeah. So again, shelo yehei levatola. It's mashma that it's gone. Okay, we. Okay, so we'll have to 9 o'clock today or tomorrow. So we'll have to run through Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is the other side. Rabbeinu Tam says clearly it's the Rabbanon, and we'll just have to summarize briefly what Rabbeinu Tam says. I have to leave all the rias out. Very geshmaka rias, but one raya we have to throw in because that's a very important to what we're saying afterwards. The Rabbeinu Tam said, his shayla was like this, Noshim, they're allowed to do mitzvahs, which they're potter for. Are they allowed to make brachos on the mitzvahs which they're potter? Rabbeinu Tam held yes. And Rabbeinu Tam asked, yes, why yes? But he also asked, why is it not even Issa Deraisa of Leisis Hashem Hashem Melech HaLashon? They're not Mechuyah B'dovah, it's a Brocha Shein Etzricha. So how can they make a Brocha? So Rabbeinu Tam brings a Raya from a Gemara Brochus that they can, and he says, since the whole thing is in the Rabbonon, the whole Leisis is in the Rabbonon will not go in such a case. When a person is potter from Nadova, but he's allowed to do the mitzvah, he can also make a Brocha. Noshim allowed to make a Brocha. Why? Because the Rabbonah won't go in such a case. The whole thing is anyway in the Rabbonah, the Rabbonah will not go in such a case. What's his raya? His raya is that there's the bracha of Emes V'yatzeh, the bracha after Krishma, every morning, Emes V'yatzeh. There's a tzad in the Gemara to deraisa. There's one tzad in the Raisa. The Gemara says, ala tzad it's deraisa. If you forget if you said it or not, you're not sure if you said it. You have to say it again because it's a deraisa. Says Rabbeinu Tam, this doesn't make any sense. If the loisisa is also deraisa, then you've got a scale over here. One deraisa telling you, go and say it again. Go and say Emes V'yatzeh because it's a deraisa. On the other hand, there's Leisisa saying do not say Emes V'yatzeh again because it's an Issa deraisa. You must make sure not to say it. So why is the Gemara said you must go and say Emes V'yatzeh again? So what if it's a deraisa? At the end of the day, you might be mekayim a mitzvah deraisa by saying it now in case you hadn't said it, but in case you had said it, you'll be over Leisisa. It's much worse to be over Leisisa because it's an Issa deraisa beyond dying. You mustn't do it.
Where's the shame in the V'yatzeh?
In V'yatzeh, well, it must be through to the end of the bracha. So in Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael.
Oh, you mean bracha?
You don't start Baruch Atah Hashem, but you it's a bracha smucha. So you got Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael. Yeah. Akaponim. It comes out according to the Vishra Rabbeinu Tam, a major kasha. We Bnei Ashkenaz passing like Rabbeinu Tam. Women do say brachas on the mitzvahs. If women do say brachas on the mitzvahs, the whole Rabbeinu Tam's raya that they should say brachas on the mitzvahs is from the case of the Sofik Brocha, that case of Emes V'yatzeh. And where Rabbeinu Tam said clearly, Chazal, if you want to do Emes V'yatzeh again, Rabbeinu Tam answers, if you want to do Emes V'yatzeh again, you can do it. Why? Because Chazal will not go in such a case. You're doing it again to be yotze your mitzvah. You can do, so therefore, so do any Brocha of your Masufik about, you should be able to say again. It's exactly the same numbers. There should be no difference between them. Once Rabbeinu Tam has established that women can say Brochas, and that's what we do, then so too, any Sufik Brocha, you should be able to say, Chazal won't go in such a case. The whole thing is a Rabbanon, Chazal won't go in such a case. That's one kasha. So I can't do justice properly to all these kashas over the time. And another kasha stam on Bechalal, which still to be started with. How can it be that people say in Mishmur Paskins, it's quite clear that Hashem's name in any language is Issa Deraisa. So how do we say, thank God, God so Duncan? Why do you say it? There it is, because it's got a shvach with it. Yeah, you're allowed to say it. A person who means it is shvach is allowed to say it. Stuck a mutter to say it. That's right. So it's mutter lechatchila. People go around saying,
Gruskot.
Yeah, Gruskot. They go around thanking Hashem with Hashem's name. Your mom says, Issa deraisa, but because it's got shvach, it's mutter lechatchila. But you're telling me that a person makes a bloshna brocha, it's so bad. Why? How can this be? It's a proper shvach. It's a proper shvach. Let me read you out, which I found, Chochma Shlomer, Shlomer Kluger, in Shulchan Aruch. He says like this. The vadai godel malas habrocha yesa al shar shiurs v'sishbochus. The maila of a brocha, ze goyim hesedah. The success, if you like, so you say something, your success is your downfall. Yeah, the success of the brocha is so important and does so much to affect, that's its downfall. That's goyim the hesedah v'yisura. Im hava bechinom. If you did it for nothing. According to Chochma Shlomer, the inyan brocha is to pay for something, to make sure it's not stealing. So if you're paying for your apple, by a bichsanenin. So if you're paying for your mitzvah, by a brocha of gemul, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't make brocha, it's stealing. It's like me'ila. Since if you say it without the word Baruch at the beginning, without the formula of the word Baruch at the beginning, lo yotzebezei de shilum, you haven't done anything, you're not yotze brocha. Therefore, you can say it as a shvach. You can say it all day. You can say ato Hashem. You can say it all day if you want to shvach with it. It's not a problem. Rakim ama Baruch ata Hashem. But if you say it with the Baruch ata Hashem, it is a proper tashlum imu muchach de brocha yesh v'may laharbe al derech shiv shavach. In Kemehaitamagufa also imhu lavatola al das moshul, and he brings a moshul to explain why it's so bad. So what if it's a brach? So what? Al das moshul bim odom yoimale ish nechvod. You say to a very mechubedik mensch, you go up to him, you say, I owe my life to you. I can't thank you enough. What you've done for me, masel al toiv ala toiv shal sisili. What you've only done for me. Im hanechvod yedeish lo asel al toiv. If he knows he hasn't done you anything, He's extremely angry. Why are you making fun of me? I said, Spoke, what are you doing? Coming up thanking in a public thing. What are you doing this for? I didn't do anything for you. I don't even know who you are. And if I do know, I certainly didn't do any favours. As Dover Shkorim. And it's the same thing. Since over here, a bracha, the formula of the bracha, with the Baruch Hashem at the beginning, is the thanks from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and is the getting reshus from Hashem, and to make sure it's not stealing. Therefore, it's that formula we have to be so careful not to say Shein Tzricha. It's that we have to be so careful. If it's a deraisa, the Gemara says, it's a deraisa, Chazal will not go there. And it's beyond, if it was a deraisa, Chazal will not go there, go ahead and say it again. But if it's a rabbonon, if it's a rabbonon, Chazal were going there. You must be careful not to say it again. But Kevin, not to say it again, this answers all of our questions. The Chazon Ish also said a very similar lashon. It's not because Haskaras Hashem Shemayim Vatol. It's a shvach. It's not the issa it's not the deep down issa of saying a Baruch Shein Tzricha. And Mishum Chisoron Yira Shein Ha'odam Roh Lageshes El Hakodesh Tomed. You can't just saying a Baruch Shein Lageshes El Hakodesh. It's kind of coming to this Mizbech. It's coming offering a korban to Hashem. Coming offering a korban. Shein Tzricha is chutzpah. It's a tzchoik. And you can't do Mishum Yira. You can't do it. Much worse than Stam a Baruch Shein Vatol.